audio, video on?
Now, we're here.
The video's on?
My mother, they have that file further away.
Yeah.
Steve Bass.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Chairman Jose Alvarado, I hereby call the Budget and Appropriations Committee to order. We have several items, and we have several other committees that will be working with us.
Oh, I see.
So I'd like to get moving. It is now 10:13 on Monday, November 14th, which is a very important day. It's my anniversary, so it's...
What number?
And I'm here all day and all night. My wife is not happy.
What number?
Number 29.
Ooh, very good.
Is that paper? I keep saying to my wife, is this paper one anniversary?
No, paper one.
Paper's one. You missed that one.
I keep trying to do paper.
You weren't paying any attention at all, were you?
Right, I keep trying to do paper. Anyway, I can do paper any year. Okay, Commissioner. Good morning. We are going to go to item number 7, I believe, on our agenda at the request of our very fine Commissioner of Finance, and I'm happy to oblige.
Thank you.
Item 7, number 4775, is a local law dealing with tax certiorarians and the process. I believe this is a law we passed last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I guess we're making some, you may call them technical or non-technical corrections. So, Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This is a joint meeting with the legislation. And acting in behalf of Legislative Donna, I hereby call the Committee on Legislation to order. We have a quorum.
Thank you for that, Mr. Burton. I appreciate that. Sorry, I missed you on that. So we have, again, item 4775, local law before us, and I will turn the item over to our Commissioner of Finance to walk us through it.
Thank you, and good morning, and thank you for the accommodation. I had requested an amendment to the law as it was presented for some technical reasons. One of which, the law as it was passed required me to present a copy of every tax certiorari that comes to the county. This is a voluminous task. We get piles of them, each month, almost every day they come in. Not all of them turn into tax certiorari. Some of them are, because of form or other issues, don't actually turn into a refund situation. And I just do not have the manpower and also to save the trees to present a copy of every single tax certiorari. My office has the copies of the tax certiorari's, and I could present a tax cert at any time. The second reason for the amendment, the law had requested that I calculate and give to the board the refund of school taxes, town taxes, village taxes, along with the county taxes. I do not have that capability. I'm not in control of the municipal taxes, only of the county taxes. So that's another change here. The third reason was the timing. When a tax cert comes to the office, it takes time to prepare the calculation. One of the reasons is because it might not be complete when it's first presented. So it might not have the proof that the taxes were paid, or it's the wrong jurisdictions are noted in the tax cert, so it has to be sent back. So the change was that on completed tax cert application.
Upon the complete receipt of everything that's necessary for the calculations.
Then I'm requesting 30 days for my office to calculate, which is on the very long side, but in case there was a need to have that length of time. And then I would present to the board tax certs over the 500,000 limit, which would be before the board to decide if they wanted to have the ability to bond those. We would not be looking for bonding for ones less than that, because each year we do budget for the tax certiorari refunds. And I was looking also for a quick turnaround from the board, once it is received before the board, to make a decision to bond. And the reason for that is we don't want to go into a interest situation, since the certs have a specific time they have to be paid before they become required to pay interest. So that I asked for 10 business days, which would be about 14 calendar days, for the board to act quickly, only because they would, I don't want to put us into an interest situation.
All right, so, I mean, it's hard to look forward, but just on that last point, let me just have a couple of questions. The, because the way the law is, the way we voted last year, mm-hmm. those who supported it, we'd be authorizing you, the board has to authorize you to borrow, but it doesn't talk about whether you requested a borrowing.
Correct.
So that's a
correct.
Whole other issue. If you were to come to the board and request an authorization, that would be, maybe your lawyer could help you with this. Would that be out? Just outside the purview of this law altogether?
If there's something that's less than $500,000, if she wants to ask you to bond, she can always come to you.
Right, so outside this law.
This doesn't prevent
right.
that. What this does is actually gives the board an opportunity in a situation where you have a tax certiorari over $500,000 to make a determination as to whether or not you want to bond or you just want to take it from the tax or fund.
Right, but maybe this would be a situation where if we, the board, would want to pause in that particular case to bond, we would be giving authority. But if the commissioner came on her own,
that would just be outside. That wouldn't prevent.
Right, that would outside. And
also, if the board grants the authority for me to bond for this, it doesn't necessarily mean I will bond.
Right, just the authority.
It's just the authority
giving you the authority.
To do so.
Okay.
Because if the authority is not there and I pay it, then I cannot bond it.
Right. Okay. Without and one other question for me, at least, it was always. I haven't done this in a while, but I thought these tax certiorari cases, when a judge, because a judge has to sign the order, I thought those calculations were done by the parties, the lawyers for the plaintiff, let's say. Aren't those calculations of dollars? No, they're not?
No, they're not.
It's just the years? It's just the years involved.
Yeah, and the problem is because many of the courts, it runs from the time of the entry of the order. So you never know when the judge is finally going to sign it. So that's why they usually don't put fixed calculations in the order.
There's an interest issue, but it's the years, the amount of
the reductions
of the assessment.
Is there.
Right, exactly.
And how that calculates is based on the municipality where the property is located, how much the reduction in assessment turns into dollars.
So plaintiff's counselor looks to the municipalities or the county to, and how is it done today? Each municipality and school district does it. So
yes,
we were stepping into that process last year, and we've set a specific requirement on you and the commissioner to do those calculations for everybody. Is that?
Well, I currently,
the law has been in the charter since back in 1948.
Okay,
I believe.
So we do those.
So this. And it wasn't necessarily that it required it. This is really clarification. The commission and I disagreed on the language of the charter because it actually said, as provided to the county, town, that the calculation should be, the amount of the refund shall be calculated with respect to that of the county, town, city, village, school, and or county special district, as the case may be. So I don't think there was ever a requirement that the Commissioner of Finance had to calculate the town, city, or village, or school, because that wouldn't be within her jurisdiction to do so. However, for clarity's purposes, we can eliminate that language since she wasn't doing those calculations anyway.
Okay, well, that's the key issue. So over the years, the county Commissioner of Finance has not been doing those calculations.
No. And just on a local level, because I have so much experience on the local side, the tax cert process is very intense at the local level. So there are there's negotiations between the property owners, usually corporate, and the attorney for the municipality, and separately the attorney for the school district. And they negotiate amongst themselves, and we receive the end of that negotiation. That's when we come into the process.
Right.
Because the assessments, as we all know, are done at the local level, not at the county level.
So given that, again, so you interpret the words as the case may be, that was what we've used over the years to say our case was not the school. Well, now that you're going to make the change and delete town, city, village, do you still need the language as the case may be? Is that extra language now?
Well, no, because with respect to this, it has both the county and or county special district. it could be a situation where you have one, I guess, or the other, and the other. So you don't, you still want to have it